Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you for joining us. We are live, the 28th day of September, 2010, on this Tuesday edition. There was an early morning scare at the University of Texas in the main student library. Someone came in at about 8 o'clock in the morning and began shooting. They claim an automatic rifle. That probably means it was bolt action. They call everything an automatic rifle these days. And then reportedly killed himself. No one else was shot or injured, thank God. But we then saw the police say that there was a second shooter. Then they changed that story 30 minutes later and said there might be another suspect. And here we are almost 4 hours later. They've got all of UT basically locked down. We've got Matt Ryan and Jason Douglas down there to give us a report coming up in the next segment. But now I see these reports even in the town I live in, and it always happens around deer season. A deer hunter will walk out to their car from their apartment or their house, put a deer rifle in the back of the truck to go to the shooting range or go hunting in one of the hunting preserves, outside Austin, Texas, one of their deer leases. And the police get called, and SWAT teams will lock down whole neighborhoods, shut down nearby schools, all part of this fear-mongering. And that goes with a report out of Wisconsin where activists are having open concealed carry to exercise their right, and they're being arrested and charged even though there's no law. And that connects to a report out of Maryland where they were trying to put the guy in jail for 7 years for videotaping cops when they pull him over when he's riding his motorcycle. He was already videotaping. He had it mounted on his motorcycle helmet for a YouTube video. A lot of motorcyclists do that. And he was recklessly driving even in his own admission. He was doing some wheelies down the highway, and the undercover cop pulls him over, points a gun at him, freaks out. The guy posts it on YouTube, and they charge him with wiretapping. And the federal judges said, look, this isn't wiretapping. There's no perception of privacy in public. That's how the government puts up cameras watching the general population. Same thing goes for the police. And the police knew that. They knew the law. But all over the country, they've been charging people in 14 states this year alone with videotaping police. And Maryland's one of the worst, sometimes from hundreds of yards away. Even at public events, they'll come arrest you and then charge you. So we're going to be discussing some of that coming up today. Obviously, gold has hit $1,307 and is still climbing, even though the big central banks are trying to push it down because it exposes the fact that they're printing so much fiat currency and that their derivatives are basically worthless. We're going to be discussing that coming up after this quick break. Brazil's finance minister warns of international currency war, U.S. economy close to destructive tipping point. Former top Bush advisor Glenn Hubbard says, talk about the foxes reporting on how dangerous weasels are in the hen house. Dollar trades near five-month low before U.S. housing sentiment reports. Bloomberg experts see gold price rising to $1,450 in the near future. Financial Times of London. UPI outside view gold at $1,300 an ounce. Continuing here with these reports, money transfers could face anti-terrorism scrutiny. Washington Post. China set to take center stage in gold market. They are printing too much money. Kitco reports got a shocking graph showing how much money federal government's printing. Another top expert, Paulson, says gold could hit $4,000 an ounce. Continuing here, get ready for the fixed income bloodbath, CNBC. That is just some of what's coming up in the economic stack today. In the politics stack, the Democrats are pledging in their lame duck Congress after the election to try to pass 20 bills through, all of which are extremely unconstitutional and unpopular. But John Kerry says Democrats are set to lose the House and maybe the Senate because you're too stupid to know that globalism is good for you. That is all coming up. But first, we'll get a quick report from downtown Austin on the individual that reportedly fired a weapon and then shot himself. Stay with us.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It is Tuesday, the 28th day of September 2010. Coming up, NATO choppers cross into Pakistan chasing insurgents. CNN reports Wall Street Journal drones target terror plot, accelerate attacks inside Pakistan. Of course, you know about the good news that was announced last week, Italy to abandon airport naked body scanners. But Big Brother is fighting back. It's part of a global governance continuity of agenda. Big Sis tries to force body scanners on other countries amidst backlash. Got to make sure the Chertoff Group and the naked body scanner companies make billions. They're trying to force 190 nations to adopt the naked body scanners, reports USA Today. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, huge attacks on the Internet after Israel reportedly launched the worm attack on Iran last weekend. Here's the L.A. Times headline. U.S. should be able to shut Internet down, former CIA chief says. Mr. Hayden, they're just out in the open. Here's another headline that got Drudge linked by Paul Joseph Watson at PrisonPlanet.com. New cybersecurity bill gives Obama power to shut down companies. Been reporting on this for months, but it's finally getting attention. It says they can take over any companies they want and make all IT professionals be federally certified. and they make you take a national security clearance so they can have gag orders on you. That's why they're making 11,000 TSA workers get high-level security clearances, so they can also feed them disinformation and fake news to scare them, and so they can also then not let the public know the propaganda that they're pipelining to them, but more importantly, so they can make all their abusive activities secret under national security. Anti-net neutrality bill gets leaked from Waxman's office. It's basically a mirror of the, quote, secret global treaty the U.S. is trying to get ratified right now. And federal news radio is reporting Cyberstorm 3 uses internet to attack itself. So they're war gaming how to bring down the internet in the name of protecting it. And you know who'll be the ones that bring it down. We're going to be going over all of this coming up. That's just some of the news and information that we have here. Who is watching you? Nine industries that know your every move. This is a report out of Daily Finance that we're going to be going over. Because remember that headline a few weeks ago where Google says they've acquired a software company with Pentagon connections that can, quote, predict the future by tracking your every move? Well, that's what they're announcing. The headline was exclusive. Google CIA invest in future of web monitoring. And it continues. It says that the investment arm of the CIA and Google are both backing a company that monitors the web in real time and says it can use that information to predict the future. Wired Magazine. Now, that's from a few weeks ago, or July 28th, actually a few months ago. Here is the Buffalo News today. Technology identifies troubled individuals, and it admits that law enforcement's now having access to basically everything you do in real time, just no pretense of a Fourth Amendment, and that it, quote, can predict your crimes before you supposedly commit them. And, of course, this technology is a fraud, and we've caught them many times planting blood samples on people, planting DNA evidence on individuals, faking fingerprints for decades. That technology has been available. And, of course, now lie detector tests are inadmissible in court because they've been proven to be a fraud. So they're moving from that old-fashioned fraud and quackery to high-tech fraud. So that's going to be coming up. Also, cops charge open carry activist in Wisconsin who didn't commit a crime. But the system doesn't care. They say, we don't care. We're still going to charge you if you open carry and try to demonstrate that your rights are inalienable. But the police tried the same thing in Maryland. This is out of the Associated Press. Wiretap charges tossed in videotaping of trooper. So that is coming up. But the scary issue here is the police on every front, at least their commanders on every front, are showing their anti-free speech, anti-First Amendment, anti-press, anti-Bill of Rights. And it's very scary that they'll arrest people exercising the Second Amendment lawfully and say, we don't care. Or they'll arrest people in 14 states and charge them with felonies for videotaping police, in some cases in their own homes. That's citizens in their own homes or citizens in their own businesses. I've seen cases where the police will raid a business, in one case a health food store, and then the store put on YouTube surveillance camera footage from the raid, and they indicted them. This is amazing. This is incredible that the police know full well this is not wiretapping. They know full well, but they still charge you with it. Wiretapping is going over to somebody's telephone box and hooking a recorder onto it and recording their conversations without a warrant. And the police can get in trouble for that. It's a felony. General citizens can. Wiretapping is planting a camera in your ex-girlfriend's apartment. You see those cases all the time. Wiretapping or spying on someone or violating their privacy is climbing over their back fence and watching them through their window. That's called prowling. And it's that body of law. It's getting in someone's private area or private communications. All right. We take you now to downtown Austin at the University of Texas. They're right up there at the picket line to give you a quick report on this. Police on scene of shooting on UT campus. A gunman who fired several shots on the University of Texas campus in the library is dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound, and police are looking for a possible second suspect, officials say. First, it was a second gunman to just shut down UT and say, don't leave your homes, don't be down there. They're down there trying to tell people they can't even walk on the street. And this shooting happened 4 hours ago, four-plus hours ago, right now. And so they've got much of UT shut down. Armored vehicles are down there. You name it. And just as a matter of course, they're just saying they think there could be a second gunman. Now it's a second suspect. And so we'll definitely learn more as this unfolds. But thank God more people weren't hurt. Only person hurt reportedly was the alleged shooter. And I take you now to Matt Ryan and Jason Douglas, who are on the street reporting for Infowars.com to give us a in-person view of what's going on down there at the University of Texas at Austin. Matt Ryan, what's happening?
Oh, right now there's a lot of confusion down here. Police still reportedly trying to sort out what happened. The gun is apparently been identified as an AK-47, which is the standard assault rifle. Currently have helicopters flying overhead. I've seen SWAT teams going back and forth with towns, apparently trying to sniff out somebody, if anybody. They're trying to evacuate the entire area. There's been sirens going off constantly with warnings from the police to evacuate immediately. And beyond that, they're just waiting to determine if there even is a second shooter. There's a lot of confusion regarding
that. Did the police, Matt Ryan, try to tell you to leave?
Not at this time. We showed up. We asked for the press staging area, and they were nice enough to allow us the permission to report on the story.
They were nice enough to allow you because you have a First Amendment right. I mean, you couldn't be in the library right now, but in the past they would just put up crime scene tape, 30 feet in front of it, and that was basically the common law upheld in court. But now they reportedly push people back over a mile, correct?
Correct, on either side, actually. I'm hearing a lot of chitter-chatter between different reporters that they're having trouble setting up staging areas. The boundaries, the net's pretty far as the boundaries for press. And if you're a regular citizen, not identifying yourself as the press is even further.
Well, I just want to say, I mean, we're glad they're not violating your First Amendment, but I wouldn't say they're really allowing you to do this. My issue is we know the Russians have been caught staging shootings at schools as a pretext to crack down. Columbine, very suspicious. A lot of evidence that was a staged event, according to witnesses and a lot of intel. And over 120 propane bombs were brought in that morning beforehand, CBS News reported. But all of that got shut down. The school was more than half empty that day because word had been given that the shooting was going to happen. Harris and Kleibold had made a school-sponsored video about a mass shooting at the school. And I find it very suspicious that they've locked everything down, and this could have been part of a drill. We don't know, and we know they have had many unannounced drills at private businesses, public schools, secondary schools, college, high school. So I find this new trend of pushing people back, the news is reporting over a mile, will really allow them to cover up what's happening. We see the news reports of armored vehicles down there. Technically, do you know exactly how far they push people back for this show of force circus?
Again, with all the confusion, I know a lot of reporters are having trouble actually getting word to their stations that of exactly where the staging grounds are set up. They either keep moving them or keep pushing them back. But one thing I did find interesting is this all started around 8:28 a.m. with the first report of a shooter in the library. Within a half hour, the report was that the shooter had shot themselves. There might be a second shooter, and it's because of that supposed second shooter that everything's been locked down for so long. Helicopters are just constantly circling overhead, looking for a shooter that is possibly long gone by now.
Well, I mean, let's remember that with Charles Whitman in 1966, he killed a lot of people and then himself was taken out by Austin police officers, that UT really was one of the first places in modern history where we've seen these type of mass shootings take place. So this is a real sore spot, a painful spot for UT alumni, UT students, and Austinites. Stay there, Matt Ryan. I want to get more from you on the scene of this shooter who fired his weapon reportedly and then took his own life. Find it very unusual that no one else was wounded. This thing stinks to high heaven. The way they've got this locked down, it's very suspicious.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we take you back live to the University of Texas on the edge of the main campus where they have locked things down. And if you go back, the reason I'm suspicious about this and the way they lock these scenes down now and claim there's another shooter and then, well, a person of interest, is we have so many cases where they'll get some hopped up mental patient in a public school, in a university, and then shoot a few people. They'll have a shooter dressed similar to the nutcase. Then they'll kill the nutcase and use that as a pretext to crack down on the Second Amendment. Now, this may just be some type of mentally ill lunatic or some enviro-Nazi, eco-fascist, like we saw a few weeks ago at the Discovery Channel Center who thinks there's too many humans. So now I guess we're down one less moron when the SWAT team took him out. So that could be the case as well. But Matt Ryan, any other observations you've made down there on the scene before we talk to Jason Douglas, who's down there with you?
Well, one thing we just noticed, looking overhead, seeing the helicopters actually flying lower and lower with each pass, they don't have any markings of police helicopters. They actually look quite military. And one thing Douglas will tell you, I can hand it over to him, is we actually are seeing have seen some military on the scene.
Well, that's a huge development. Are you getting videotape of them?
Yes.
Okay. Does it look like a National Guard Army, or does it look like MP uniforms?
One thing we've seen, full fatigues along with berets, so it may just be a standard Army. We are seeing one police helicopter flying overhead, but also a lot of unmarked black helicopters. We're going to have to look at our footage to see exactly.
Now, black helicopters don't exist, Matt Ryan.
They don't. Well, there's two of them flying overhead right now.
Of course, they now admit they have a fleet of thousands of them. Blew me away last night. I'm going to talk about it later. We monitor Glenn Beck because we're making a documentary about him in part. And it was like watching my show. It was Obama has 500 naked body mobile trucks that look through your walls. It's total tyranny. They've got an assassination list of U.S. citizens. We're going into Nazi Germany. Everything we covered 2 weeks ago, word for word. But he kept saying Obama. Obama is continuing everything Bush did and everything Clinton did because it's the shadow government, the boys in those black helicopters, the men in black that run this country, not the ceremonial Congress. Very interesting. Continue to try to get video and get back as soon as you can. And we'll just grab raw clips out of the footage of the military. This is big breaking news, but they are wearing black berets. That is the standard Army issue. Hand it over to Jason Douglas. Matt,
all right.
Good job. Matt Ryan reporting for Infowars.com. Jason Douglas, what are you seeing down there?
Well, when we first arrived on the scene, they had cordoned off a pretty close to the campus of an area. So we pulled immediately in to ask where the press staging ground was. When we pulled in, that's when I saw the gentleman dressed in fatigue with a beret on. He was actually driving by as I was asking the state trooper where we should set up. So I didn't get to get footage of him directly and find out what unit he was with or, you know, why he's here. He was driving away in a car.
Oh, but I mean, to be clear, you've only seen one guy then, or because Matt Ryan's saying he got footage of it.
Right. We split up. And what happened was Matt Ryan was staying at the press staging ground because he has a tripod, and he said that he saw some men in a green jumpsuit that looked military. They could have been SWAT, but most likely, trained military in some sort of
not
SWAT
if they were situation. Wearing not if they were wearing black berets. That's U.S. Army standard issue for
everybody.
Wearing
berets? The ones that I saw, the ones in the jumpsuits were wearing helmets and gray, basically a gray jumpsuit.
No, that's Austin SWAT team.
Okay, green jumpsuit.
No, it looks like a Border Patrol uniform.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and the one that I saw was driving away in a car. So we were in two separate locations when this went down.
Okay, I want to clarify that and then come back to you, Douglas, after the break briefly. And then we'll wrap up this report from now, but get you to pop back in later when you get back to studio, or unless you guys think you should stay down there, we'll come back to you in the middle of the next hour after I cover news and take calls. But briefly, hand the phone back to Matt Ryan because you guys split up. I want to get specifically what type of military-type personnel he saw.
Just a minute. All right.
Matt, to be specific, he's saying he saw somebody in a black beret and camouflage in a car. What specifically did you see military-wise? Describe it as best you can.
Well, one thing I did see were the individuals traveling in groups with dogs, green jumpsuits, crew cuts, some of them wearing black helmets. They were traveling in a pretty large group. Again, I couldn't determine if they were SWAT. They looked military, but they may have in fact been SWAT. I was referring mostly to the sighting that Douglas had earlier.
Okay, the helicopters though.
Definitely black unmarked helicopters.
Mm-hmm. They've got gray ones too in Central Texas that we know are command helicopters. I'm probably going to pull you guys in here soon. Or I may have one of you stay there, one of you bring the tapes you've got back, because I want to see these helicopters. before the show ends today, be able to show viewers what's happening with that. Stay there, Matt Ryan. We'll come right back to you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, we're going to finish up our live report from the University of Texas here in a moment and get into all the other news. We're also going to be opening the phones up in the rest of this hour and in the second hour today. In the third hour, Alex Avella will be joining us. And he is the New York Times bestselling author, Emmy-nominated TV reporter and screenwriter. Alex Avella is an author of Soldiers of Reason, The Rand Corporation, and The American Empire, a study of the world's most influential think tank, published by Harcourt. Alex was the first journalist to have full access to Rand's files in Santa Monica, California. They didn't like the result of his book, I'll tell you that. He also wrote the nonfiction work, includes Shadow Enemies, a nonfiction account of a plot by Adolf Hitler to start a wave of terror and destruction in the United States. And we'll talk to him about that as well. He was also born in Cuba, migrated with his family to the United States at age 10. So we'll get his view also on what it's like to live in an authoritarian state. It'll be a very informative and thought-provoking interview coming up in the third hour today. But we now take you live back to the University of Texas, where a lone shooter reportedly, allegedly, the government lies so much you never can believe really anything they say, but sometimes there are lone nuts, supposedly opened fire, but no one was shot or killed, thank God. and then reportedly killed himself. Then they said somebody else might have been with him, and that's who they're looking for, and that's their excuse to be clamping down on the university and trying to keep the press more than a mile back. Any other observations, Matt Ryan, that you or Douglas have to make here?
Right now, Douglas is over getting a statement from the Austin Police Department. We might have more information for you on that. It looks like the two helicopters we saw earlier, the unmarked black helicopters, or dark helicopters to be more specific, have left, and they've been replaced by one black and white, clearly identifiable APD helicopter.
Now, how did you just describe the helicopters? Dark or DARPA?
Dark. They were either a darkish gray, a black, or a deep olive.
Yeah, generally they're blackish gray because they have a radar reducing paint on them, and they're also designed for night missions. And FEMA has them, Homeland Security, NORTHCOM, Brigade Homeland, and we do know that more and more military is showing up in places like Alabama and California at shooting scenes. You want to walk over to Douglas where he's getting this statement?
Sure.
So while he's moseying over to Douglas, our reporter, getting a videotaped statement from the Austin Police Department, I'll just again add that Charles Whitman, back in 1966, and we'll put the Wikipedia page up on him, of course, fired from the UT Tower. And, in fact, blow that up so I can read it. I believe he killed 14 people and wounded quite a few more. And, indeed, my memory serves correctly. Charles Joseph Whitman was a student at the University of Texas at Austin and an ex-Marine who killed 14 people, wounded 32 others during a shooting rampage at and around the university campus in August 1st, 1966. And he would have killed a lot more if the SWAT teams would have showed up and made everybody stand down. But they didn't have SWAT teams then. They were just being formed in L.A. at the time. So they just sent good old-fashioned cops up to blow that guy away. Saved a lot of lives. Let's go to the cell phone connection with the statement from the Austin Police Department, see what we can get. Here it is. Matt, are you now there where he's getting the statement?
They're not giving a statement at the moment. Let me see. I'm over. They're actually sweeping the cars around the area with canine patrol, so I was shooting that.
Okay. Anything else in closing you want to add about what you've seen down there?
I think that we covered everything that we saw. I did overhear that one of the gunmen, I believe it was the one that didn't commit suicide, was running down the street near UT, and I guess he ducked inside of a church for cover. And that was the only bit of information that I was able to pick up.
But during these situations, there's a lot of panicking. I mean, just because somebody, an old lady or a cab driver, who knows, said they saw someone running while they heard a shooting was going on. I mean, what do you expect people to do?
Exactly.
I mean, so on the ground, they're still talking about other shooters because, you know, going back 3 hours ago, they'd already stopped saying that and just said another suspect.
You know, this was gleaned from some other reporters. We were over by the news van. So it's definitely hearsay. I don't know if they're switching their story, but they seemed like they were going with that story in the news.
You know, hyping the fear, milking the fear for everything.
Everything. Well, you don't want it to be over.
Do you think, let me ask you this question on air. What's your gut, Douglas? You want to come on in with the video you've got so we have time to grab a few clips and play them in the next hour of these black helicopters and some of the military people? Or do you guys think you should stay down there?
Well, I don't think much is happening here anymore. And right after we shot and you started mentioning the black helicopters are gone. They're now been replaced by, you know, regular police black and white helicopters.
But you do have the black helicopters on video.
I do have a shot of the helicopters on video.
Okay. Well, why don't you guys come on in right now?
Okay, will do.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Good job reporting down there at the University of Texas at Austin again. The reported shooter is dead. Great news that no one else was injured or killed. Certainly a big silver lining in that situation. I want to fire out the toll-free number for listeners to join us. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we'll take a round or two of calls as soon as the second hour kicks off ahead of the guests we've got on the RAND Corporation and a lot more. A very interesting researcher and historian joining us coming up in the third hour, specifically Emmy-nominated TV reporter as well. So looking forward to that coming up in T-minus 1 hour and 20 minutes from now here on the syndicated radio transmission. I did want to throw in for listeners that the tour of the new studio we're building in the last year, that's now completed, we just have to put the equipment in, is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's also at the Alex Jones Channel on YouTube. You can click on any news article at Infowars.com, and there's some little links up at the top. You'll see the YouTube symbol. You can click on that. It'll take you to our channel. And we are hoping ahead of the money bomb and our goal to raise $500,000, which anybody that's built a TV studio knows that's a pittance, really, but that'll get it done and even hire a few of the people we need for the next year as we're doing it on the cheaps, that people can start donating now to the money bomb if they want. But the big drive will be on October 14th, 2010, coming up in about 16, 17 days from now. But for all of you that wanted to see that tour of the new studios and a behind the scenes here at the office, that video is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I wanted to thank all those that have already donated. We've raised over $30,000 at the money bomb. The problem is this operation cost around $200,000 a month to run. And as the economy continues to melt down and our audience swells, the capital is slowing. And so it's important to buy the books, the DVDs, the T-shirts, all the materials that are deeply discounted at Infowars.com is one way to support, or just straight up donate at InfowarsMoneyBomb.com. If we're able to do that, we'll be able to expand the studio, launch that in a quicker fashion. If not, I'm going to have to make some adjustments, and we don't want to do that. We need to not just stay where we're at in the InfoWar, which is hard enough, but expand in the face of it. We couldn't have done any of this without you. So InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Again, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And we certainly appreciate all of that support. Let me get into some good news on the police state front first, and then I'll get into the really bad news. But the bad news is even good news, because now this is all more and more out in the open. We can actually have a debate about it and warn people. And remind me, listeners, callers, if after I take your calls, if I don't get into it, I just briefly wanted to talk about this. Later this afternoon, we're going to post a 15-minute video at PrisonPlanet.tv, but also on the Alex Jones channel for everybody, of my breakdown of Glenn Beck. To oversimplify, you know, when I've said I didn't really watch Glenn Beck, and now we're watching him and I've got a different view, to be specific, we watch him quite a bit off and on and watch YouTube boil downs and read what he'd said, and I'd listen to the radio once a week or so. So there's no doubt this is a different Glenn Beck than was there 3 years ago, 2 years ago, or even 6 months ago. Yesterday, he talked about 500 Homeland Security mobile vans that fire high-powered radiation through your walls, dwarfing a chest X-ray. And he said how horrible this was in Total Big Brother. This is when I walked into the coffee room where we monitor him each day, because it's right by Jacobson's office. Jacobson's in there taking notes. And he was just writing notes. It was word for word what we covered 2 weeks ago. Word for word. Our interpretation, our take, word for word. Then he went on to say the government's creating a secret list of citizens they want to secretly kill. This is horrible, he said. But he said Obama is giving you the 500 X-ray machines looking through your walls. He said Obama is creating lists of citizens to kill, which I guess technically is true. It's the Obama administration, but all of this was started decades ago. It's now coming to a head. So that's the big kicker. And so we know Beck's people monitor the show and load his teleprompter with everything I cover, word for word. So get it right, okay? Obama's horrible. He's terrible. He's a globalist reading off a teleprompter, just like you are.
But you're fighting the globalists more and more. But stop making everybody think that Obama did all of this, because as soon as a Republican gets back in, we're going to be here. Hopefully I'll still be alive or on air. I know others will be still be around. They can't get everybody. And we're going to be saying, wait a minute, you said naked body scanners were bad. You said these systems scanning people's homes were bad. And obviously they are. It's dwarfs 1984. You had better cover this. See, they're making the whole global government about Obama and a few unsavory professors like Cass Sunstein. And whereas they are villains, they're junior villains. And so that's still the big blind spot. And let me tell you something. Glenn Beck's as sharp as a razor blade, and so are his writers and the giant crew he's got. And they know full well what they're doing. So there's no doubt, in summation, the Republican Party knows that the Patriot Movement's documented world government. They can't deny it's real anymore. And so they're going to say, oh, yes, we're fighting world government. It's the Democrats. And I will say the Democrats, you know, they drive the bus off the cliff at 150 miles an hour, and the Republicans do it at about 100. But I'd rather have it drive off the cliff of 150, because people wake up under snotty-nosed Obama and Rahm Emanuel. They go to sleep under a Republican. So all the gains we've made in the accelerated awakening, where is that going to go when the Republicans are back in power? I mean, are they going to repeal all this Obama stuff? Only if we keep their feet to the fire. So that's what I'm saying. People say, well, why are you reporting on Glenn Beck every other day? The guy reaches 10 to 15 million people a week with his radio show and TV show combined. That's conservative. Okay, the guy is an icon now. I mean, let's just be honest about it. And he's taking my material and using it. And I wouldn't have a problem with that if he wasn't behind the scenes telling people don't do interviews on Alex's show and trying to block me. But I guess he feels like, you know, if I break through, and of course we had more viewers on the web and more listeners and dwarf his different websites together with InfoWars and Prison Planet. But on television and mainstream radio, he just completely eclipses us. I'd say by an order of 10. On the web, we dominate Beck. And that's why we're driving with the young people and the new generation and a large cross-section of general society as well, particularly young people, the change, so they have to report on it. But it is a weird feeling to have what I do taken and then changed and twisted and regurgitated back out to the point of I get emails saying you're copying Glenn Beck. Well, no, we don't copy anything Glenn Beck does. I do like the same style, though. I you know, in the old days, you watch videos from Alex Jones 10 years ago, you'd see me with a sports jacket, a white shirt, and a rep tie. So, I mean, I was planning to actually dress like that for 3 years on the TV studio I've been planning. Question is, now they'll say I'm copying Glenn Beck. But I guess in that case, it would be true. The same taste on clothing. I don't know. I'm done talking about it. It's strange to say I'm going to make a movie about the co-opting of the Tea Party and then to in-depth start watching Beck. And when we, by the way, we've gone back and watched shows from just a year ago. People are saying, well, Alex, you weren't intensely watching. He was always like this. No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. He was for the Patriot Act, for torture, for banker bailouts. Now he's against all of that. And so I'm pleased that you, the audience of this show predominantly, has forced Beck and Limbaugh to a great extent. Limbaugh's admitting the government wants to destroy the economy to make you dependent now. Savage is talking about fluoride being put in the water to give you cancer. I mean, this is there are changes. And I've been listening to Savage almost every week for 6-7 years. And I can tell you, he's gotten more hardcore. You didn't hear Michael Savage say the government may blow up buildings to set up martial law. He says that every week now. I mean, I randomly listen driving into work, driving home, and Savage is on when I'm driving home at 6 or 7 every night, and I'll listen maybe 2-3 times a week, and I just randomly turn it on, and it's fluoride's going to give you cancer by design, you know, they're poisoning the vaccines, the government may stage terror attacks, the Republicans are controlled by the same megabanks. So more than just Alex Jones pushing Beck to be more hardcore, I hear Savage kind of get angry about Limbaugh, particularly Sean Hannity now, and Beck stealing what he covers. And listening to Savage, I can say he's original. He doesn't need our information. He already knows what's going on. These guys are all real smart. Savage is probably the smartest, but not probably. He's clearly the smartest of the bunch because I know history. I know medicine. I've done a lot of research across the wide spectrum. And let me tell you, Savage knows what he's talking about. And overall, it just shows the fact that this information is so widespread now that none of these guys can ignore it and stay relevant. But bottom line, there's a big video coming out later this afternoon that'll be on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com where we really put it on the line for Beck and say, hey, we challenge you to get more hardcore. You've gotten a lot better. We don't trust you, though. Let's see you go all the way. Because I can't sit here and say, Beck, stop covering up all this stuff, and then he starts covering it, and then I'm still saying, oh, I hate Glenn Beck. I'm not endorsing Glenn Beck. Let's be clear about that. I'm not saying I trust him as far as I could throw him. What I'm saying is he's going in an encouraging direction. He's going in a very encouraging direction. And I'm telling you, in less than a year, if he continues to get more hardcore every week, he'll have his blood vessels bulging out on his temples, screaming, they want you dead. I mean, this whole week he's talking about the UN wanting to reduce world population by 80%, and he's only reading their own documents that we covered over a decade ago. This is very exciting. It's all covered in my film Endgame, by the way. Get four copies for $19.95 at InfoWars.com.
Off-the-grid remedies can still be grown in your own backyard. Tap into powerful off-the-grid healthcare using all-natural, time-tested herbal medications that you grow yourself with the new Survival Herb Bank. Take the first preventative step against the coming socialized medical shortages with SurvivalHerbBank.com. Traditional herbal remedies have been used effectively for centuries, but the big pharmaceutical and big government cartel can't patent their natural healing powers. That's why they are trying to ban them. The Survival Herb Bank contains 20 powerful herbs, all with proven track records as off-the-grid remedies. And here's the best part. When you grow your own herbal medicines, potencies go through the roof. Learn more at SurvivalHerbBank.com. Plus, get the ebook, How to Grow Your Own Herbs for Survival Remedies, a $39 value free with every Survival Herb Bank order. Now at less than half price while supplies last at SurvivalHerbBank.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. SurvivalHerbBank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I wish I would have said what I was thinking earlier. I literally have studied these people so much that 9 times out of 10 I can accurately predict what they're going to do. There are student movements for open carry on campuses nationwide, and I meant to search it this morning. Was there any type of rally or event And was this somebody who was going to be attending one of those events? Because there's been a lot going on in Texas. UT has pulled this off. Their Students for Liberty website does have it, though. Student Movement Update, John Lott at UT tonight at 6 p.m. He was scheduled, and if he's still scheduled, we need to get down there. Of course, the famous professor we've had on many times, more guns, less crime. We have police in Wisconsin arresting people for no reason when they have open carry. This is incredible. And my gut was that they staged the event where the guy shot the gun in the air outside the Capitol as a pretext, put metal detectors in and try to stop senators and House members from carrying their own guns, which they then tried to do. They got the metal detectors in but didn't disarm the Congress people or their secretaries or staff. And I had a feeling that regardless, this would be used to stop open carry on UT, a big movement that's happening so people aren't just sitting ducks like we saw, you know, at previous college shootings. And this is huge breaking news. Watson is going to be on at 8 after. I'm going to give him a breakdown, boil down of a report I want him to issue. But he's going to get this full text of Student Movement Update, John Lott at UT Austin. Tonight was supposed to be a presentation by John Lott on more guns, less crime. It was an event on UT Law Events calendar, but the link from UT site has been taken down, and we've confirmed that that was the case. Get John Lott's office right now. Call his office. We've been on, and then let's try to get them to contact him via cell phone so we can get a quick comment, and if we can't find the number, we can call Larry Pratt and get it. Yeah, let's get the UT Longhorns on or the UT Federalist Society. Just go after them all. Good job. If you can get them, we'll go into fourth hour live. This is huge breaking information. And I was running through the different permutations in my mind this morning, driving in, and then I was here, and I almost said this on air. I wish I would have. Doesn't matter. It's so incredible. It's so incredible. And the way they've locked everything down, the way they're covering up. We'll cover this at the 8 after and then go to your phone calls. This is just amazing. Shifting gears to Ted Anderson for this segment. Ted, gold has hit $1,307 an ounce. In fact, it may have even gone higher. I haven't been watching since I've been covering the shooting. How high did gold go today, Ted?
Well, so far, $1,310. And silver's up to $21.72, almost to $22 an ounce.
Unbelievable. Ted, we've been telling people that this is happening because the dollar's being devalued. And now I've got Bloomberg, dollar trades near five-month low before U.S. housing sentiment reports. They're reporting you've got this top former Bush official, Glenn Hubbard, saying close to due destructive tipping point. That's in Yahoo Finance. Experts see gold price rising to $1,450. It's just simple math that the gold futures are at $1,500 in the month of December. What do you think is going to happen here?
Well, I mean, obviously we're in a bull market now, Alex, and I wouldn't be surprised at all to see us blow right through $1,400 an ounce because now we've passed that $1,300 and, $1,310.
We're going to break, Ted. Let me come back for a minute or two and finish with you in the next hour before we report on this UT shooting situation. Did a hitman just kill some open carry person down there? Now they're going to say he was a killer or something. I mean, that's what my gut told me when I got a call at 8:30 this morning from Matt Ryan. I mean, I just instantly, the whole thing flashed, and now all the evidence shows that. I mean, what's the chances of this? Ted, stay there. Stay there. I want to get more into the economy and gold.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.